And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian forces continued to bombard Ukrainian cities Friday, launching at least four missile strikes on the second-largest city of Kharkiv, as Ukraine fought back by firing artillery inside Russia and hitting an ammunition depot. Multiple explosions were reported Friday at the facility in Belgorod, in the Belgorod region of Russia. The attack was announced by the regional governor on the social media site Telegram. Ukrainian officials say it made no claim of responsibility for that attack. Meanwhile, a heavily armed U.S. battalion is set to remain in Lithuania until at least 2026, amid fears about Russia's intentions in the region following its invasion of Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles De Ledesma has details.
Lithuania's defense minister announced the move after a meeting with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Bucharest, saying the decision to extend the rotational battalion shows that the U.S. takes Baltic security seriously, and it also sends a message to Russia. The Americans are here, and they're not going anywhere. The U.S. Army deployed a contingent of about 500 soldiers to Lithuania on a troop rotation basis in 2019. The forces include the Armored Brigade Combat Teams that have been on exercises in the eastern flank countries since 2017. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday there was no need for massive new strikes on Ukraine and that Russia was not looking to destroy the country. The Russian leader maintained he had no regrets about the war in Ukraine and the recent mobilization of 222,000 Russian reservists to fight in the conflict. At a news conference Friday in Astana, in Kazakhstan, Mr. Putin said 16,000 of the new recruits have already been deployed. Russian media reported at least seven deaths among those recruits. This is VOA News. UN's World Food Program, the WFP, said Friday Haiti is facing a humanitarian catastrophe as it struggles with malnutrition, gang violence, inflation, and a cholera outbreak. At a news briefing Friday, the WFP's Haiti country director, Jean-Martin Bauer, told reporters the nation has hit a new low and is near the breaking point.
One of the key points of this report is that for the first time in Haiti, and I believe this is the first time in the Americas, there are people classified as phase five. This is the worst classification in the five-point scale we use to rate food insecurity. So this is phase five catastrophe.
Bauer said Haitian gangs have, for a month, prevented the distribution of diesel and gasoline, diesel fuel and gasoline, crippling businesses and hospitals and creating shortages of basic goods, including water, just as the country is struggling with a new outbreak of cholera. Entrepreneur Elon Musk's satellite-based internet service, Starlink, has been providing critical internet connections for Ukraine throughout its nearly eight-month war with Russia. But a report Friday indicates that could change. Reuters correspondent Julian Satherwaite reports.
On Friday, the billionaire said he couldn't keep paying for it indefinitely. He says providing the Starlink services for Ukraine has already cost $80 million. It has provided thousands of terminals that can connect to the space-based system. Now, CNN says Musk has sent a letter to the Pentagon asking it to help with the running costs. There was no comment on the report from Musk's rocket firm SpaceX, which operates Starlink. The service was activated in Ukraine in February after internet there was disrupted by fighting. Ukraine said this week that Starlink had helped it to restore energy and communications infrastructure damaged by missile attacks. Musk has a mixed reputation in the country right now, though. He sparked strong criticism for proposing a peace plan that would see Ukraine cede Crimea to Russia, among other measures.
That was reported, Reuters correspondent Julian Satherwaite reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Friday in Washington with Iranian activists to express U.S. support for ongoing anti-government protests in Iran. The protests began nearly a month ago after 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, an Iranian of Kurdish descent, died while in the custody of Iran's morality police, who said she was arrested in Tehran for inappropriate attire. Her death has since become a rallying cry for protesters demanding the downfall of the Islamic Republic. Iran's theocracy has claimed the U.S. and other Western nations are behind the protests. Blinken said Friday's meeting will no doubt exacerbate those claims. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This.